Touchdown!
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Third and Furlong Show here on Planet FM 104.6. Happy New Year and Happy New Year to you, DT.
Happy New Year to you too, Darren.
My name's Darren Lees.
I'm DT.
And welcome along to the first show of 2026. I thought I'd try and put a positive spin because last time when I said last,
I know,
you thought that I was gone.
I was very confused.
Resignation is like, I'm out of here. So,
hello.
What did you do New Year's Eve?
I went to bed.
Oh, what a choice.
Sorry, I don't do anything for New Year's Eve. What about you?
You're like my brother. My brother's like, for 6 years, has just gone, nah.
Well, it's just a day.
It is. Just another day.
Yeah.
What did I do? I went to, in line with tradition of the show, mm-hmm. I went to a Fijian fusion cuisine restaurant in Parnell.
Oh, was it good?
Called War.
Was it good?
It was.
Okay.
It was.
Fijian Indian or Fijian?
Just Fijian. It's called Fijian cuisine. Fijian fusion.
Nice.
Cuisine. Very, very nice. Had a sizzle plate.
Nice.
Yes. Well, they have starter, some lamb starter. I was going to say lamb thing. That would be disrespectful.
Lamb starter.
My daughter, we took home some butter chicken spring rolls. Apparently they were
amazing. They're good, okay.
Yeah. So, I didn't get to eat any of them. They were gone within about 30 seconds.
Is this your daughter who loves butter chicken, though?
Yes.
Okay.
She should make a film called Gone in 30 Seconds, and it's all about how she demolished four spring rolls.
30 seconds. With a mango lassi, isn't it?
Well, that'd be just a great... No mango lassi.
No mango lassi? No. Oh, damn.
No. Good yeah. Lord, no, don't give her ideas like that.
I just feel like that would have been the perfect washdown and been gone in 32 seconds.
Is that so, like, gone in 2 seconds?
Yeah.
So what can you expect on today's show? You can expect the food poll, which is actually a mm-hmm. drinks poll. So
you can expect Darren apologizing
yes,
to Canada.
Canada don't like us.
No, don't like
we're
you.
Rebuild.
I have nothing to do with me.
I know,
Steve.
Then they started having to go at my heritage.
Excuse me, I had nothing to do with this.
Well, what was funny, well, when you actually watch the video, and if you go to TikTok, it's now got in excess of 3,000 views,
yes.
This video, and lots of comments. Well, I actually said, shall we have our top five screws, a poll of top five screws?
Oh, no, that was today's video.
You kind of just went like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what you expected me to say for the top five screws. I don't know if you thought I was going to be...
I don't know what you were talking about.
...adult content creators or something, like Bonnie
about.
Blue or something. You're going to go, who's Bonnie Blue?
Do you want me to go, who's Bonnie Blue?
Yeah. Do you know Bonnie Blue?
I prefer to talk about Jaden Blue of the Cowboys.
Yeah, well, he got a touchdown today.
I know, good.
Yes,
him.
Didn't save him, though.
No.
So, yes, so not an apology, but an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that'll be enough to appease Canada.
Why don't you want to apologise to Canada,
well,
Darren?
Because, well, it's nothing that I don't want to apologise. I just don't feel that we did anything wrong. the show did anything wrong.
Just including me. Anytime you do something wrong, I'll just suddenly be brought
you,
in.
But if you got plans to go to Canada or something and you're just really worried.
I would quite like to go to Canada, yeah.
Well, I'd love to go to Canada.
Would you not like to go to Canada?
I'd love to go to Canada.
But I would quite like to go. I'd quite like to the Trans-Canadian Railway at some point.
I'm going to go to P.L. Robertson's in Canada. I'll explain that.
P.L. Robertson's the
Robertson's.
Screw. Okay, I was like, this is a Robertson screw. I assume it has something to do with that, or at least it's some sort of donut shop.
And I will turn up and I'll go and buy something just to
just buy them
apology.
Tim Hortons donuts.
The sad thing was, in the last episode, and we'll get into college football in a minute, I was like determined to go and buy something. Could you think I could find it anywhere?
Oh, the Indiana stuff?
Yeah, nowhere. I did find someone on the North Shore that was willing to sell me a sweatshirt for $65.
See, that sounds so stodgy, and I don't know why. Were you meeting them in like a park at night as well?
No, I saw that on Trade Me.
Okay.
And I said, would you be able to get this ready for me? And they said yes, and then I worked out that I didn't really have $65 to buy an 80s Indiana Hooters yes. shirt. But what if it had been like true football, but it kind of was nondescript? So,
was it just standard Hoosiers?
Just standard, where? Just Indiana. Just says Indiana on it.
You could have just
and it's red and white. I don't think
Hoosiers.
It was me.
Red and white.
It didn't really have my colouring.
Sorry,
it didn't really have my.
Indiana
look.
Is red and white. I don't know what colour you wanted from them.
Oh, it just. I'll show it you.
Yes, I...
I'll show you.
You can send me a photo. And can I put it on YouTube for everyone to see what Darren did not want to
And you could see that it probably wouldn't have suited me.
I really want to know what was on top. Like, what was on the sweatshirt?
It was Indiana in some really... No, it just said Indiana in some
dodgy
font.
If it was like a Hoosiers take on Hooters shirts.
No. I did find a T-shirt that was Hoosiers printed on it.
Wow.
It kind of felt a bit like Father Christmassy, ho-ho.
Do you know what they should have? Dr. Hoosiers?
Dr. Hoosiers.
That would have been good. That would have been really good.
Well, they are playing some out-of-this-world kind of football at
the
moment.
They are indeed.
I'm not going to enjoy talking about that game at all.
I know. Hi, John.
We'll talk a bit of NFL news. We'll go through college because there were some decent games on. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go through the NFL, which went down to the final 2 seconds of the season. Like anything could have happened in that game. So, should we go off for some tea poll.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, I'd love. Love a cup of tea.
Love a cup of tea.
And so would quite a few other people, according to the poll, but...
Would you like a walnut whip with your cup of tea?
Do you want to know something? Tonight you would have noticed that I was slightly late for the show.
No, you weren't actually late for
Well,
the
I wasn't
show.
Late for the show, but
on time
I kind of rolled
here.
In at like 6:15.
It's fine.
And the reason for that was that on the way here, I went... I've got to go and get a can of Red Bull, which mm-hmm. I'm not allowed to have in the studio, but in the studio. Sorry. But I actually went to buy you a walnut whip.
From where?
Woolworths.
Do they sell walnut whips?
No, that's okay. The whole reason you don't have one.
I was very confused. I would have bought a walnut whip at some point if I went to Countdown Woolworths, whatever it's called.
But none.
No.
I went all up and down the aisle. I even went to the bag section.
They don't.
Nothing.
I really think walnut whips should sponsor us for the amount of times we've said walnut whip.
I think we should. They should.
Sponsor
we should.
Walnut whip.
Well,
we should just start saying Third and Footlong.
Yeah, but you tried to get Nestle
whip.
To, and they didn't buy.
No, I guess because we don't have
I
walnut whips
I copied in
here.
Red Bull after our say your stupid line, nothing from Red Bull. It's like, what is wrong with people? This is high quality, world class, best NFL show in New Zealand.
We should have accounted how many times to say walnut whip before Nestle would say hi to us. The show. So we're like, ding up and go walnut whip.
You're just going to have to keep posting
like
videos with at Nestle and just hope
Nestle,
that they...
We love walnut whips.
Yes.
We would like a giant walnut whip.
Yes, please. I was looking for, if would they have a giant one? Would
no,
they have him in
a
bag
tiny
one?
One?
Nothing.
Nah. They're always single serve. I've never seen a bag of
no,
walnut
I've,
whips.
No, I was kind of hoping maybe, but...
A bag of walnut whips would be great.
Oh, though. How good would that be?
Or would they come in like a little cupcake container?
With walnut whips?
Mm-hmm. How do you eat? Did you take the
That's what
off?
I was just about yes! to ask. That's what I was just about to ask. Do you go nut first or nut last?
Nut first. Do you go nut last?
Do, oh, no, I was going to ask you something, but that might come across
Yeah,
dodge.
That might come across really good odds, yeah.
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 Do you eat the bottom off first or the top off first?
Bottom.
Do you remove the filling?
No, I normally just go like, kind of like a, oh, I guess
Cadbury's
sometimes I do the
egg,
top.
How do you eat yours? Cadbury's cream egg. Who makes Cadbury's cream egg? Is that Nestle as well?
No, oh, that's Cadbury. You keep saying Cadbury's cream egg. I'm sure Nestle would appreciate that you thought they made the cream egg.
They didn't sponsor us, so what?
So
I'm
now
not,
you want
I'm
the Cadbury cream egg?
So I want Cadbury's to sponsor us instead.
Cadbury's
cream egg. Does Nestle make it? Dork.
I don't know. Maybe Nestle purchased Cadbury while we were here. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Cadbury's cream egg, because like, if you bite into one of those, do you just
you bite,
keep eating
right?
them?
You
or
don't
do
crack
you,
it open.
Or do you...
No, I don't put a whole one in my mouth.
Middle.
Lick out the middle?
Yeah,
that sounds really weird
do.
To say on radio.
Because it's like Twix, right? Like, some people just eat the Twix. But then there's others, like me, that eat the toffee up the top, then gnaw all the chocolate round
the
biscuit.
And then you eat the biscuit. Yeah, the normal
and
way
and that's what
it.
I would with the Cadbury's cream out. Do you bite into it and then take the middle out first? Yep. And the same for walnut whip, because it's got that
No,
fluffy.
Walnut whip, because I like the, you know how the top part is quite thin chocolate? I like to eat that with the fluff.
Okay.
That's my goal. Because they have a thin chocolate, whereas Cadbury cream egg does not have a thin chocolate. Sorry, Cadbury.
Welcome to How Do You Eat Your Chocolate? On Planet FM 104.6.
Wait, how do you eat a Kit Kat if you eat a Twix like that? Because I eat a Kit Kat, it's kind of similar to a Twix.
Nah.
Wait, you're not a
got,
monster.
It's got lots
like
of fussy.
Four fingers bite across.
Oh, no. Like, look at this mouth. Does this look like it's a mouth that could take four fingers?
Jesus, Darren. Jesus.
Back to Bonnie Blue.
A Yeah. What is your favourite chocolate?
Bonnie Blue might sponsor us if we mention her enough times and hashtag her in a few videos.
It's an interesting sponsor for us.
But we just got to make money out. I mean,
I'm
look how she's
you,
making money.
I prefer
money.
Nestle.
Me too, but like, it is what it is, right? It's just whatever you got to do.
Have you had the like Nestle chocolate bits?
I'm going to look if Bonnie Blue's got more social media followers than
I'm
Nestle.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know.
I'd say she probably has.
Nestle's a pretty...
It's a massive company.
Nestle do Milo. I'm trying to think of other...
Are you a Milo drinker?
I do drink Milo. Not on like a regular basis, but I do drink it. It's better than like...
I'm more of a Nesquik.
Oh, Nesquik's fine, yeah.
Milkshake-y type of guy.
I like strawberry Nesquik more.
Oh, it's got to be strawberry. Get rid of that banana stuff.
Banana's fine.
Nah.
It's fine.
Get out of here.
It's probably better than chocolate, though.
Yeah.
Because the chocolate one's just not chocolate enough. Yeah.
If I go to McDonald's, I can't do chocolate milkshake. Get out of here. It's got to be strawberry.
What about lime?
Oh!
Okay, you know lime milkshake.
Lime belongs in lemon, lime, and bitter.
Caramel.
Lemon, lime, bitter. Do you drink lemon lime bitter?
Yeah.
Guess what?
You make lemon lime bitters.
I've made
it
at home. I've
you actually, but this is recorded. Your whole how you make lemon lime bitters is recorded. Do you want me to play it back to you?
No,
right
thank
now?
You. No one deserves this. Should we get on with the tea?
Oh, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I think that's where we got to. I don't know how the hell we went from tea to.
Because I asked you if you wanted a walnut blend for your tea.
Would you dunk it in the tea and melt it, partially melt it?
No, because then what if the filling comes out in the tea? And then, will the filling dissolve in the tea? I'm actually not sure. Will
maybe
it just float
on top? Maybe we
should
test this out. Maybe this
well,
should
we don't
be
have any walnut whips,
but
Nestle.
We will find one. I'm there. Yeah. Damn you, Nestle. Send us a box of walnut whip.
It's all we've
with
want.
A form accepting sponsorship of the show.
Or just walnut whips.
Or just... No, it's got to come with a caveat. I'm not just going to eat for them.
Will you refuse a walnut whip?
No, I won't refuse... I will not refuse a walnut whip. No. Do you know in the tea poll... The second highest answer was not actually tea-related.
Was it iced tea or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was, you better do a coffee poll next week option.
Like espresso coffee, I'm assuming?
Well, I'm assuming what they're asking is, which way do you do your coffee, i.e. espresso, flat white, latte?
Yeah.
But I just put one there. I did some options. I don't do hot drinks. Because not everyone does hot
drinks.
Yeah,
I know, lots of people don't.
But no one actually ticked that. I was quite surprised by that.
I've worked with a lot of people that don't do hot drinks.
You better do a coffee poll next week, was 14%.
Okay.
Pretty strong anti-tea brigade. The ATB were obviously out. I've got a couple of ways of maybe doing coffee polls, because I could probably stretch it to 2 weeks.
Okay, Darren.
How do you have your coffee, i.e. from a barista, from Nespresso, out of a jar?
I really hope someone replies that they have a barista at home.
There's probably people that self-barista.
Self-barista.
You could have, like, cafe barista only, or self-barista. You know, there's those coffee.
People who self-barista have that on their CV.
For the last 20 years I have been part of the self-barista organisation.
I really hope they do.
Because there's the people that like go and buy the beans and do their own. Then there's the other people who do
instant
Nespresso.
Yep.
And then there's the instant coffee brigade.
Okay, yep.
And then there's the... Yeah.
Really,
you see, the problem is I hate coffee.
I know, you don't drink coffee.
Yeah. Although, I drink Kahlua, which has a coffee flavour to it.
No, that's
but I only drink it with milk.
It's very adjacent.
And I also have an Irish coffee, but that's because the coffee's completely washed out by the taste of whiskey. And it doesn't taste the same in tea.
No, it
wouldn't. No,
no. No, that would taste
whiskey
really
tea
gross.
Is gross. Yeah. Oh. What else? Lemon and ginger. 7%. Fruity tea. Any flavour. 7%. Chai. Masala. 7%.
Mm-hmm.
Peppermint tea. Who are these animals? 4%.
Pretty good if you have an upset stomach.
What is?
Peppermint tea.
Green tea, 4%.
Mm-hmm.
Earl Grey. You know my feelings about Earl Grey.
Oh, well,
they are,
your feelings about Earl Grey.
4%. But English breakfast, black tea, stroke Yorkshire included, 42%.
It's the best tea.
Rumped home.
Yorkshire tea.
Yeah. There was somebody who actually commented about Yorkshire tea. I think it was Bear Down Guy.
Bear Down.
Bear Down Guy.
Bear Down.
Yes. Mark from Leeds. was like, I only didn't realise there was anything other than Yorkshire tea.
Is he Yorkshire Gold or Yorkshire Red?
Oh, we haven't got that deep.
I just, we haven't got that deep. Question that has to be asked.
Chantelle in Sydney, anyone who chooses Earl Grey should be blocked from this page.
Similar
to which
to
Sophia
you.
Replied, agreed. So obviously other people have my feelings on Earl Grey.
I just really feel like Earl Grey's not that bad, but okay.
Craig was, where is the Arizona iced tea?
That is a good tea.
I've never come across that one.
Have you never come across Arizona iced tea?
No.
It's at the dairy for like $2.
I know, but
comes
that's
in like half a
iced
litre.
Tea. Corin, the only tea worthwhile is jasmine green. All others are the Diet Pepsi of caffeine. We're doing a lot of Branchetta tonight, aren't we?
I know.
Lots of Branchetta.
Hey, Pepsi.
if Nestle aren't interested, are you?
Hey, Pepsi.
Every
time you say a brand, I'm just going to say hi.
Yeah,
to
hi, though. That's right, yeah.
Like they're listening to me.
So, yes, that is the tea. And I was very pleased that my choice of tea came out on top.
Hey, Darren. Hi, Twinings.
Hey, hi, Twinings. No, I'm a Dilmah guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Dilmah.
Hi, Dilmah.
Hi, Belle.
So, yes.
We'll even take Belle.
So, we've got to correct some... We've got to make some corrections. Of all the things, when we sat down and decided what we were going
to
do... That what we were going
to
do with the show...
Yes.
And how it could potentially reach a bigger audience...
Mm-hmm.
NFL and food... And drinks adjacent.
Drinks adjacent,
what
yeah.
kind of what we thought was going to be, this will what make us famous?
No.
No.
You branched out.
I branched out mm-hmm. into the world of
hardware.
And 3,000 people on TikTok.
Disagreed with you.
Not disagreed, but were very interested in our video when we decided to branch out into the world of
hardware.
Your favourite screws.
Yeah.
Bonnie. And I went, I've never seen these things. These are obviously not existence in England or the UK. To which a decent selection of Canadian people
yep.
came back and went.
And told you where they're from.
Told us where they were from.
Mm-hmm.
And were not happy with our lack of acknowledgement. Of Canada.
Hi, Canada.
Of P.L.
Oh, hi, Canada Dry. I quite like Canada Dry.
No, I'm not a Canada Dry guy.
Hi, Tim Hortons. I just keep saying Canadian things now. Hi, maple syrup.
Yes, big fan.
Okay, big fan of maple syrup.
So I obviously in the video commented on, what are they? They don't exist in England. They're just a New Zealand thing. Oh, no.
No, they're not.
Oh, no. Used by almost every tradie in New Zealand. A great Canadian invention and so much better than the Phillips head.
Shout out, Canada.
And then that was...
Is it because they don't strip or something?
Damon, because they don't what?
Strip, you know, like when you strip a screw?
I thought we were back to Bonnie Blue then when you were like...
No! You know, isn't that what that was called?
I've actually got one of these
person.
Screwdrivers. Robertsons are Canadian, says Rick, I think. Is that Rick? Yes. P to B, chippy screws. I don't know whether he was like...
Is that because it's like... Because chips are kind of square-shaped.
They are. So there was a fair few people that were like... But then Mr. Foo, well, the reason they're not in the UK is the UK is 20 years behind the rest of the world. Wow. I'm not impressed.
I'm not going to say anything.
So, we are here. We are here as a collective. I didn't walk out on you last week when you thought I was going to walk out on you.
No.
So we're in this
but
together.
But you are dragging me
we're
down
in this
your
together.
Canada.
I am.
Huh?
We're going down together. So, we're going to give a shout out to Peter Lime Burner Robertson, a Canadian inventor, industrialist, salesman, and philanthropist.
That's a great name.
Who popularized the square socket drive for screws, often called the Robertson drive.
That's a good name.
The patent was 1909.
Where in Canada is he from?
He was born in... I'm going to kill this now. Seneca Township in Ontario.
I don't know. I can't.
One of six children.
I'm not sure.
What both of Scottish heritage parents. So his father left the family to pursue the gold rush. So he became an inventor. He was a travelling salesman for a Philadelphia tool company, the North Brothers of Philadelphia.
Go Eagles.
He was demonstrating tools one day when his straight-bladed screwdriver slipped and cut his hand due to the straight slot design. This incident prompted Robertson to design a different drive for screws that would slip less, leading to his square socket drive, and received the patent in 1909.
There we go.
Canada, the centre of hardware invention.
Good job, Canada.
Congratulations and big ups to P.L. Robertson. I mean, it's interesting that these have made their way to New Zealand, but not other parts of the world.
I think they probably are in the UK. You just don't do hardware in the UK, apparently.
Do you know? No, I don't do hardware, full stop. We've had this discussion as well before when people tried to buy me power tools for Christmas. When I was walking into the studio tonight, I actually consciously looked down at the decking as you enter the studio. And it's all Robertson. No, it's all Robertson.
Oh, damn.
It's all Robertson screws, which I will now call them as. That's it. So maybe we could get sponsored by the Robertson Screw Company.
Good job, Canada.
Because there is actually a company.
Yes, I assume there would be.
But it's still called Robertson's.
Is it still Canadian?
Robertsonscrew.com. Here we go. Our company.
Are they still Canadian? I hope they're still Canadian. Be funny if they're now the UK. I would laugh.
That's right. They were.
I would laugh. Oh,
you would not.
It'd be so funny.
The Canadians would hate us as well. Wow, large quantities of Robertson screws were provided for use in the production of Model T Fords.
Good job. Hi, Ford.
Maybe the Lions would sponsor us if we were Ford.
Go Lions.
Go Lions. Oh, yeah. Go Lions today.
Go Motown.
Go Lions today. Go Motown. So, yes. Oh, my God.
No. What? Why are you saying, oh, my God?
Please There's
don't.
A section here called Make It Global. P.L. Robertson showcased the new screw to British industrialists.
And they said no? Did they say no?
Well, apparently it started operating in Gillingham, Kent in 1913. I have never.
You're not from Kent, though.
I am not from Kent, but.
You're not from anywhere close to Kent, either.
No. So, there we go. We wanted to write this. Maybe this is another TikTok video where I'm very sorry, Canada.
Wow, look at you meaningfully look into the camera.
I'm very sorry, Canada, that I called these a New Zealand invention. They are obviously not.
No, they're obviously not.
And you deserve your day in the sunshine and your 15 minutes of fame on our show. Thank you for writing to us and correcting Danny's very obvious mistake. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Thanks. Thanks, Aaron.
Not a problem. Got you back, DT. Here we go. Do you want to move on to some news?
Are we still talking about screws? Are we going to...
Oh, do you want to go on with screws?
I don't have any news about screws.
What's your favourite type of screw if you ever use screws?
If I ever use screws? I don't... The ones that I can find... Normally, I need the tiny ones to fix my glasses, so that's normally like the...
Have you got the tiny screwdriver that goes...
Yeah, that I got from a Christmas cracker like 10 years ago, and it still works.
I wonder if Robertson's make tiny screws for glasses.
Oh... I'll have them if they do, because I often slip and stab myself while I'm, like, trying to tighten my glasses frame. So, yeah, I'll take the Robertson screw.
I don't think they do. I think they only do the Phillipsy ones.
That's silly.
Me, personally, my favourite screw is the Robertson screw. I'm a big fan and a long-time user of.
This is not a bizarre thing.
No. I was just trying to create controversy last week, sorry.
About Robertson screws.
Mm-hmm. So, NFL or college news? Oh, what's going on in New England? My word.
There's a lot. There's a few players with...
That's right.
A few assault charges, which are never pleasant
to talk
about.
I didn't look close enough today. Did they actually play?
The Patriots?
No, I knew the Patriots played.
Okay.
those players in question.
Yes, they did play.
Oh. This is just such a New England thing, though.
It's happened to other teams.
This is their history, right?
Again.
Anyway.
I just mean lots of other teams do play.
I know.
Especially the team
troubled
that we
players. Yes.
Support the Browns.
Yes.
So we can't really say anything this season.
The Diggs family had a horrible 48 hours, didn't they? One obviously had the issues, and then the other one got cut, but then found himself a new home, and that obviously went well today.
Yeah.
Clemson, completely cleaning house in coaching position, except Sweeney. He's hanging in
Sweeney?
There. Sweeney? Yes.
I thought Sweeney, is it not Sweeney? Sweeney.
Yeah, S-W-I-N-N-E-Y.
Okay.
Dabo Sweeney. So, yeah, he's obviously decided. But it's going to be interesting because I look at some of these, even LSU, and some of these teams have got a long way back.
Yes.
Clemson being one of them. They have, but as we've seen from the college, you don't necessarily have to be a top team. I mean, you look at who's left.
Yes.
And no, you wouldn't call any of them particularly top teams.
Miami would have a bit of money, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got money. But Chip Kelly, fired by the Raiders, now back as an offensive coordinator at Northwestern.
I'm keeping an eye to see if the Raiders are going to keep Pete Carroll, because I don't imagine they will.
I can't see. I mean, they've got to, they're going to get a new quarterback. They're picking number one now.
Yep.
So that was all guaranteed, confirmed. You can't look past Fernando Mendoza. I cannot see.
They're currently being linked to Dante Moore.
Has he declared you?
I don't think he has declared you. But that's who everyone's linking them to.
Because they were saying that whoever got the number two, if they were not looking for a QB, i.e. like the Giants, who now I don't think have got the number two. I think the Jets
are. They're three, I think.
By winning today, they gave the number two to their stadium-sharing Jets, who also need a QB. So that third pick of the Giants is not really going to have much.
No, it's pretty much the first pick overall, almost.
Yeah,
because none of the quarterbacks coming out of first overall picked.
No. So it's going to be interesting, I think. Raheem Morris, some news you picked up.
Yep, gone. Same as the GM.
So, interesting. Falcons are going to be...
I think it's interesting because there's a heap of skilled players there, both on defense and offense. But then you also don't have a number one overall first round pick this year.
That's right, because they gave it up because they picked those two.
Which was good because they've completely, their pass rush is amazing now. Like, it's good. It's
they actually underperformed on offense, right?
Yes, it's offense they underperformed.
And obviously Penix got injured.
Yes.
Cousins, still. Nah. I can't, I don't know where he lands.
Back to the Vikings. They're looking for a veteran quarterback to compete with JJ McCarthy, who again was injured today. To be fair, it was re-injured. He re-hurt his hand.
I know, but you cannot be that brittle.
He is.
He is the Anthony Richardson of the NFC.
But somehow, less exciting.
Yes.
At least Anthony Richardson was fun to watch play.
Although, did you see him this morning? When he kind of, got in the face of that guy, when he was so pumped up for getting, a six-yard run or something.
Yeah.
That he got in the face of the guy and then got a flag and got 15 taken off him.
Yeah, to be fair, I just think he might be rather angry with how his career has turned out.
Well, when you look at him, was he the fifth overall that year? Knicks went sixth. As Knicks was the last quarterback to be picked in the first round.
Oh, do you mean in the quarter? Sorry, I thought you meant literally the pick.
He the fourth or fifth quarterback picked? He was the fourth, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and he's probably performed the worst out of the four.
Wasn't he picked the year before?
Oh, no, because Richardson was picked before him, wasn't he? And then who was picked after him? Oh, Penix. Yeah.
Confusing me with the years, man.
That's right. And then Stefanski. Some news you picked up on the wires a couple of days ago.
On the wires, it's just a lot of smoke coming out of our team at the moment up in Cleveland. We might trade our head coach.
Yes.
And lots of the players had to answer that question this week. What do you think of your coach potentially being traded? And all of them were like, he's our coach at the moment. You know, the normal standard answer. But yeah, interesting.
But that Raheem Morris call is very quick because normally it's done on the Monday,
I think he was told that this was his last game, obviously.
So he went, do you know what? I'm going to win this game. Who was the guy at Chicago? When they had the first overall pick? No.
John Fox?
No.
There's been a few of them.
I'm going to look in a minute. They had the first overall pick and they told him they were going to fire him. So he went and won the game. And then they lost the first overall pick to Carolina. That's it.
You love it.
Yeah. No, Love. Love. That's it.
Is it Love? Is his last name Love?
Yeah.
Love it.
No.
Love. I know who you mean. I can completely see him, and he went down to Tampa.
That's the one.
No, he came from Tampa and then went there.
So he then went out and won the game out of spite.
Yeah.
And cost them the first round pick. Now I've got to find out.
Okay, well,
who it is.
I will
start you will keep talking.
Not shall we go Carson through Loveland? The no. playoff? Carson Loveland did have a good game today.
Yes.
Though. Let's go after through
Lovie
the
Smith.
NFL. Lovie Smith. There
Lovie
you go.
Smith. There you go.
So, NFL current seeding and games.
Yes.
AFC and NFC. The two teams with the bye are the Seahawks and the Broncos.
Yes. Unless they get knocked out, the Super Bowl goes through the Mile High City.
Or the
loudest stadium in the NFC, apparently.
Seahawks?
Yeah.
Do you not, I'm just trying to work out if you don't know what the Seahawks stadium's called. I don't
they keep
know.
Changing
I've tried,
it. They
I keep
changing
trying to remember
it
what it's called now, and it's just the 12s.
Yes.
The 12s.
It's the 12s.
It's just called the 12s. The home of the 12s.
So, wildcard weekend in the AFC is Patriots-Chargers.
I have the Chargers, and I have the Patriots in that game.
I think the Chargers could upset them, you know.
I think they could, but I think the Patriots... I just think the Chargers have lost too many people.
They obviously rested a lot of people today.
Yeah, they did.
Jacksonville-Buffalo.
That
could get interesting.
That's my favourite game.
Yeah.
My favourite game this next weekend. I'm so excited to watch that, and I have the Jags. I just think the Bills just don't have it. They have Josh Allen, James Cook, and then, who knows,
well,
Jags defense.
The Jags shut them down, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean...
Jags defense and special teams are playing
well,
really well.
We'll get onto the Jags game takes. That was interesting. That was heading in an interesting space for the first 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden fell apart. Steelers-Houston.
I have the Houston defense because you know how I feel about their defense.
I think the Steelers are going to upset them, you know.
Really?
With I do.
Who?
Well, with DK
who?
Metcalf's back.
Yeah.
Their, that
I don't think
their
the Texans' defense
right
is that
today.
Scared of it.
Their defense looked all right today.
Their defense looked all right today, but they were also versing a very terrible Ravens offense.
Yeah,
so.
But Houston gave up a ton
Houston
of points to Riley Leonard.
Houston run game's now looking good, though.
Yes. And then you nip over to the NFC. Bears-Packers.
Bears.
100%.
The Packers have just
Packers
gone so
are
far
terrible.
Gone. I just
Did
think
they
had too many injuries again.
They kicked
the
field goal with 1 second left just to not have zero.
Yeah. It was that spiteful.
Eagles 49ers.
I 49ers.
I got 49ers. I thought the Eagles obviously rested everyone. Apart from Devontae Smith till he got his 1,000 yards
and
today
then
and
gone.
Then gone. Panthers, Rams.
I have the Rams.
Yeah.
Rams are just back for vengeance. I fully 100% they underestimated the Panthers last time, and I don't think they'll do that again.
Looking at the Panthers' last two performances, something's got to happen at the Panthers. Either Canales has got to give up play calling, or Bryce Young has to go, because the two don't fit.
So, with all of that said, that would make it... So, I have the Texans versus the Broncos the following week. You have it as the Steelers versus the Broncos. Then Jags versus Patriots. This for
no,
the following week.
I said the Chargers could pull off the upset.
So I have Jags versus Patriots. You have Jags versus Chargers the following week.
Yes. No, it'd be Denver versus Chargers because they're the seven.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Then Rams versus Bears is what I have and what you have for the AFC and 49ers versus Seahawks.
Yes. Again.
So I personally see... Just this is what I'm calling right now for what I think will happen. In the end, I think it's going to be a Jags versus Seahawks Super Bowl, and that's also the matchup I want the most because I think that would be the most exciting one of the teams left.
I can't see the Seahawks losing from here, although
I just think
Sam
with the matchups
Darnold
they've
moments.
Got. I know Sam Darnold. I was very.
Could you imagine Sam Darnold winning a Super Bowl?
What I love is I've got two quarterbacks in the Super Bowl that are very
average.
Just like, oh, God, they gave some bad games, then you go, oh, no, don't, just look away.
That Texans-Steelers game could finish 8-6, four safeties to three.
Yeah, it could be
just
really
like, yeah, it could be a tough watch.
Because
when C.J. Stroud's put under a lot of pressure, he can sometimes come up short.
That Texans defense is going to get after Aaron Rodgers, and they only have to rush four. They don't have to blitz. They just rush four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. I think I definitely think the Seahawks from the NFC. And I think if anyone's going to stop them, it's probably going to be the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Chicago have got enough. It's up in the air, both, right? I mean, you look at it.
Oh, 100%.
No Lamar, no Mahomes.
Oh, I don't think the Ravens should have been in the playoffs anyway.
I know, but you look at it of who's missing. Well, it was interesting, as I said to you earlier, Chris Collinsworth was like, oh, did that slip just cost the Ravens? I was like, how about the 1-5 start? That might have cost the Ravens.
That whole division is just terrible.
We are fans
of that division, yes. The AFC North. That whole thing was very hard to watch as a Browns fan this year.
The Rams today were struggling against the Cardinals, and then they pulled away in the fourth quarter. So,
and that's just because the Cardinals' defense got tired.
I think my biggest surprise of the weekend was how little the 49ers were able to do against the Seahawks.
Oh, it was terrible. There's just nothing going against them.
Nothing.
It was very strange.
I really thought that they were going to give them a game, and it just...
And you know what I like? Seeing the Seahawks' run game finally got going in that game.
Yeah.
Because that was the whole season.
Well, they kind of got it going the week before against Carolina, didn't they?
Because they had, like, back in, I think it was week 6 or 7, they had a really good run game, and I was like, oh, good, Seahawks run game, here we go, we've got it, and then it's completely tanked again.
But it was back.
Now it's just 2 weeks in a row.
That's how Sam Darnold is not going to get found out.
Yeah, it's because their run game is good.
Yeah. But big weekends for Denver and Seattle to get the byes, and then it'd be interesting who goes into Denver because of, obviously, the altitude.
Yes.
A heavy run game could struggle in Denver.
So the Patriots?
Could struggle. But they got to get past that first game. I mean, again, Denver were not convincing today.
Do you know what game I don't want to see, actually? Chargers versus Denver, because it looked boring. Like, it's just, you know, you want, like, an exciting game. And I know the Chargers are resting people today, so they weren't that exciting of a team, but it was just boring. Like, I'm like, I want exciting games.
It was just field goal, and there was no offensive touchdowns. The only touchdown was a defensive. Denver have not got that offense going at all.
I know, which is strange, because, like, Sean Payton is
I thought he would have just let Bo Nix loose, but...
I think it's because they don't have a run game. They've just no run game. Their Bo Nix is a scrambler who just...
He's a very good scrambler. Yeah.
He's a very good scrambler, but you can't just depend on him scrambling.
But then again, that's what the Bills are at the minute.
I know, and I don't think the Bills are going to go to the Super Bowl, do you?
No.
But the Bills do have James Cook, though.
They do.
Who's a fantastic runner.
If you put James Cook... Buffalo game is the hardest to call, I reckon.
I know, I really want the Jags to win.
Because the last time Trevor Lawrence was in the playoffs, he didn't throw four interceptions in the first half.
I know, it's terrible.
And wasn't that against the Chargers, who then charged it?
Yeah, who charged it, and then the Jags won. Yeah.
28-29 or something like that.
That's ridiculous, yeah.
Do you want to delve into the world of college, or before we do a bit of NFL?
I think we should potentially shout out our record-breaking... defensive end.
Miles. They triple covered him to stop it.
But you can't stop the Browns.
The other reason I thought he wasn't going to get it is Joe Burrow was releasing the ball in under 1.9 seconds every snap. It was just like...
Did you see, like, when he got it, though, that he was like, oh, no. Like, it's just...
He just fell on the floor.
Just like, oh, no. Orlando Brown just, like, was like, oh, God. Because he was single coverage and it was, yeah. Boom. We did it.
Congratulations.
And I think we have the defensive rookie of the year in Carson Schlesinger. I think that's also sealed.
You reckon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know who else is going to get it. Offensive rookie of the year is the debate, though.
There's a big debate there.
What do you reckon?
I reckon it's T-Mac at Carolina.
I reckon Tyler Shuck just didn't start enough games.
No.
Otherwise, I think he would have got it.
He pushed hard today.
Yeah, he did.
He played a good game today. I mean... It was interesting watching those pictures of Baker Mayfield during the game, sat on his couch watching, like, begging the Saints to win.
Defensive player of the year,
Saints
Miles Garrett.
Had too many offensive.
Yeah, too many.
Oh, got to be Miles Garrett, surely.
Offensive player of the year, who do you have? Because I think it's JSN because he became the receiving leader. But Puka Nacua did give it a run.
He did.
He's got a bit too much going on the outside, though, so I don't think...
I think he's got too much...
MVP, who do you have, May or Stafford?
I would give it to Stafford. I don't think New England's schedule has been... it's going to go to Drake May.
Oh, it's 100% going to go to Drake May.
But I don't think it should be. The record they've played against is something like 320 or something.
Do you reckon
pathetic.
Coach of the Year also lies in New England?
No. think it lies in Chicago.
Really?
Yeah.
The odds are at the moment. Do you know who's second in odds?
Vrabel will be number one.
Yeah, but do you know who's second? Mike McDonald.
Of course.
The Seahawks.
What's interesting is Sean Payton's nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, I think if his offense had got going at some point this year, 14 and 3. Oh, yeah. I reckon the Seahawks.
And they've played the Texans. And they've played the Jags. They've played a fair few of those
teams. Do you want to talk about the Broncos versus the Jags? I don't think it ended very well for the Broncos.
They did not end well for the Broncos.
Maybe looks like a Broncos game.
Do you know that was the only team that beat the Broncos in regulation?
Yeah.
One. So they realistically were almost 16-1.
Yeah.
Anyway. Please let's talk about college football.
Okay.
Please let's talk about the Prudential Financial Rose Bowl game.
Indiana.
Between the Indiana Hoosiers.
Mm-hmm.
And Roll Tide.
No, it wasn't Roll Tide.
38-3.
What's the opposite of rolling? Stagnant tide?
It's kind of...
It's got mosquitoes coming around it. Stagnant tide.
Just little vultures, like, looking to peck out Caleb DeBoer's eye. Wow, I did amuse myself on Saturday night or whenever, just watching videos of Alabama fan reactions.
It was, yeah.
Biggest spread as underdog since 2008, when they were plus 10 against the then second-rated Florida.
It was interesting, because... Alabama didn't look ready for it, and Indiana defense came in and hit hard. They hit very hard.
Yes.
They completely demolished any sort of Alabama offense.
Well, Mendoza was sacked twice in the first in the first set. And leading into that game, and Kurt Cignetti would have known this, first-round bye team since the 12-team inauguration of playoffs were 0-6. So they are the only team... over the last 2 years in a first-round bye to actually have won, because then obviously Georgia went out as well.
I think John may have texted you.
I hope so.
Someone texted you.
I hope so. Oh, here we go.
Was it John?
Yes. Oh, he's done the snooze emoji.
The snooze emoji?
I would have done the snooze emoji if I was watching Alabama that day as well.
Not if you're a Hoosier fan, though.
No. I mean, they played well.
They played very well.
I mean, Mendoza, 14 of 16, 192, three touchdowns. Ty Simpson obviously went out.
No, and that's not what you want to see. You never want to see someone end their season that way. No. I know he's Alabama and you don't like him, but you don't want that.
I know John's secretly sitting there hoping that Caleb DeBoer gets fired so he can fire up the Lane Kiffin to Alabama discussion again.
That would be ridiculous if he did that, though.
Do you know that Lane Kiffin gets $500,000 every time Ole Miss wins at the moment?
Yeah, because of the contract.
Because of the contract, yes. So, not a good day at the office for Alabama, but I said it. They should never have been in the first place. They shouldn't have been there. They were no good. The college football team, committee wanted them in, moved them the week before the rankings, so if they lost that game, they would still be in. And what they got was two terrible games with JMU, and then following, they get a terrible performance out of Alabama because they were putting teams in that should never have been in. Alabama should never have been in.
What about Texas Tech?
Well, they were toilet as well, weren't they?
I was just wondering if you're this passionate about
Well, they were number four. They'd only lost one game. Alabama had lost three.
Mm-hmm.
Texas Tech.
Zero. Donut on the board.
23-0.
It was, completely shut down. Do you know, the Texas Tech defense played with a lot of heart, and if they were the only unit on the field, they may have won that game. But they couldn't score for the terrible Texas Tech offense. Because Oregon defense completely shut them down.
Yeah. Completely. It's going to... And then Ole Miss, Georgia. What a game.
That was a fun game.
What
I loved
a game.
It. Finally, a fun game.
I know. It was the only fun game.
The Sugar Bowl.
Good Lord. Anything happened in that game, right?
Oh, it was fantastic.
It was 6-0 at the end of the first quarter and ended up with 73 points.
Oh, it was so good. The Ole Miss with the comeback in the fourth quarter. Scoring 20 points.
Trinidad Shamblers.
What a
play.
What a day.
And what were Georgia doing at the end?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Fake punts, there was everything.
There was a lot going on. Just the Ole Miss defense did look gassed at the end.
Oh, yeah.
They managed to pull through, but they look tired out.
They are going to struggle in the next game, I think.
Especially because they're like, Lacey with his injured shoulder now, that's not that great.
No.
They didn't exactly come out of it not wounded.
And your friends won as well.
My friends? They're not my friends. I thought you were going to, and I was like, excuse me. Pavia did not win. He nearly won, though. That was insane. He nearly had the comeback.
That Miami like, yeah, D Pavia. Is looking interesting.
Yeah, the Miami as a team is interesting.
Ohio State just did not get going.
No, not
just
at all.
Did not. Minus 3 yards of rushing in the first half.
So Miami offense were just enough to get
that's
the game.
Right. But that was just the same as the week before. I don't see Miami winning at all.
No.
At the moment, I would pick Indiana.
So Miami is versus Ole Miss.
Yeah.
So who would you have? I would take Ole Miss. I think they can close out games better than Miami.
Yeah. I think Chambliss can perform. Carson Beck.
I just don't think Carson Beck can go blow to blow with Ole Miss. If it comes down to like what it did in the Sugar Bowl, I do not think Carson Beck can.
But then Ole Miss can't give up 34 to Miami because they're going to get killed if they do.
Oregon versus Indiana. Who you got?
Oh, Indiana.
I know, 100%.
Oh.
Just no.
Cignetti's got them playing absolutely amazing at the moment.
So that would make Ole Miss Indiana National Championship.
I know.
And I would take Indiana.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Can't see anybody else at this point. Michigan. Blown by Texas.
Yeah, that was...
Arch Manning.
Do you know, Michigan were in it for quite a lot of the
game,
actually.
They were.
It's just in the fourth quarter, it completely fell apart on them.
Yeah. It was almost like that 49ers-Bears game. It went 3-3, 10-10, 17-17. Yeah. I was like, here we go. And then all of a sudden, Arch Manning was just like, he got the wheels.
I know, and he just...
55 yards rushing.
It's so funny, because when you look at highlights of either Peyton Manning or Eli Manning running, you would not think either of them would have a family member that can actually run like this.
And then all of a sudden, and then your mate Pavia.
I just nearly had it. I was so excited for him.
You have no idea how happy I was that he lost.
I know, I was very sad.
I wasn't.
I was happy for Iowa, though. It's a nice win for them to put away.
Pavia only 36 yards, rushing, 347, sacked 4 times. I mean, Iowa were at 7-0 up, were intercepted in the end zone, and that could have been out of sight at that point. They just let them back in at the end.
I know. Really, Iowa just shut down their run game, and that was it.
Should we have a bit of a go through some of the important games?
The important games?
Or share some of the games.
What do you think are the important games, Darren?
Well, what I thought was interesting is what happened in the NFC South, where Carolina blew their opportunity when they had it in their own hands, and then got, obviously, Atlanta.
It's the Saints. If Chris Olave was on the field for Tyler Shook, the Saints win that game.
That's right, 100%. And no Kamara.
Yeah, Kamara hasn't been there for a couple of weeks.
I know, but I think the Saints are going to probably be the team of that division next year.
And Tyler Shook, potentially. Found something.
He's a player.
Yeah.
He's a player. What else should we do?
I feel like you want to talk about the Texan Colts, and I don't know why I feel that way.
Yeah, I didn't really want to. I was kind of like... There was nothing there, really. It was kind of nothing came out of that game.
I know, but the Colts...
Riley Leonard played all right.
Yeah, he did play all right.
He played all right, but you could tell he needs some development.
Do you want to talk about Alec Pierce?
Well, what? That was interesting.
It's obviously a very hard rule, and if that's how they police it, that's how they
police it. Because he kind of just lifted his arm up and caught the official.
Yeah,
But then the official, like, Jobsworth threw the flag.
That was it.
That tripped out the game.
Don't touch a ref.
That's right.
Just don't touch
them. For anyone who doesn't know, Alec Pierce thought that he deserved a pass interference call, went over to the ref, lifted his arms up, caught the referee, not hard either, and in the arm as well, so nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, not around the head or wasn't, like, in the face, and then got taken out of the game. Jags, 41 points again. 12 wins in a season. First time since 2005.
And Cam Little with a 67-yard kick.
Oh, no.
And room to spare.
Brandon Allen, 70. There was some terrible quarterback play today.
Oh, there was terrible.
Oh. You want to talk about the Raiders Chiefs, don't you?
Oh, I keep forgetting that was a game. Like, I actually keep forgetting that game was played until at the end they're like, oh, yeah, and the Raiders, they went, did the field goal to win the game. And I was like, oh, yeah, they were playing.
Yeah. Ooh. There was a game like that last week where I was like, oh, yeah, that's happening.
It was completely meaningless. The Chiefs played two different quarterbacks, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Bills Jets was just a nothing game.
Did you see the final play of the Chiefs Raiders game? Did you?
No, I turned it off at that point.
So, an offensive lineman, a 300 like pounder.
Oh, yes.
Completely hurdled someone. And I was like, that is the
play. I did see that.
That is out this game. It was fantastic. He was so large. And he, like, actually, like, he
just
hurdled
over
high.
The top.
Like, it wasn't like he just went, like, a centimeter off the ground. It was a full hurdle. It was fantastic.
What do you reckon to the Eagles resting everybody when they still had a shot at number two?
I just don't think they care who their opponent is, obviously. Like, it doesn't matter to them.
Sirianni was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, they still nearly won, but, like, handing the number two seed to the Bears, because that would have been...
Eagles-Packers.
Yeah.
Would you prefer to...
Oh, the Eagles would have killed
the Packers.
The
49ers,
yeah. And then the Bears would have been playing the 49ers, and I don't think the Bears win that game.
No.
No.
Oh.
So I think Philadelphia have kind of cost themselves a way more difficult game.
Yeah,
I don't think the Packers have got anything.
The Eagles' defense, though, can completely shut down the 49ers' offense, similar to how the Seahawks did, though.
Yeah.
But the Eagles' offense is just so terrible.
I don't
terrible.
Think the
I'm
Eagles'
sure
defense
Eagles
is as good as the Seattle defense, though.
No, and I just don't... I don't think the Eagles' offense can actually make it through the playoffs.
And I don't think the 49ers play that bad twice.
No.
Because that was a bad game.
Honestly, once I saw that HM was ruled out, I was like, oh, cool, so the Patriots
this is over.
Completely steamroll. Yeah.
And they did, right?
Yeah.
Patriots' most wins in a season since 2017. Quinn Ewers, is he the starter next year for Miami?
I reckon they'll draft another person.
But there's not... Who?
I don't know.
Because they're going to... Where are they going to pick, probably?
Kirk Cousins. Hello, Kirk Cousins.
They're going to pick what? Between 10 and 15 somewhere? Or are they going to pick high single figures?
Are they top 10?
Could be. What are they? 6 and 11? Something like that?
Bears, Lions? Do you think the Bears might have a Lions problem?
I think they do.
It'll be interesting next year when they verse off, if they still have a Lions problem.
The Bears were 16-0 down entering the fourth quarter, and you're like, here's all the commentators on the big Caleb Williams. Yep. Caleb's going to come back and do it again. Well, he didn't.
And you can't rely on that.
He was so average
for
three quarters.
You cannot rely on that.
No.
That's not going to get you through the playoffs.
Well, you know how Denver have done it for the whole season.
Yeah, does that not make you nervous if you're a fan of a team, though, that's just fourth quarter comeback?
Well, if I was one of those people.
Oh, one of the Bears fans or the Broncos fans? One of those people.
One of those people. I think game of the day for... excitement was Steelers Ravens. That last 6 minutes of that game.
So, do you know what I have next listed on it? I was like, surely not. I have the Bills Jets, and I was like, why is Darren saying the Bills Jets? But then I realised you can't see my screen.
No.
I was like, you're not actually going to say it was a game.
There was nothing in that game.
That was bad for the Jets.
Who was it? Somebody ended up with minus yards today.
Was it was the Vikings.
Was it the Vikings?
Yep. The Vikings are so bad for passing yards.
JJ McCarthy, I think they let him go.
Was it the Vikings?
No, it was the Jets, I think, wasn't it?
Was it the Packers? No, it was the Packers. Sorry, it was the Packers. The Packers' tune ended up with negative yards, didn't it?
There was somebody that ended up with something like minus 7 yards. I thought it was the Jets.
No, it was Packers.
Was it the Packers?
Packers' offense ended with minus 7 yards in passing, 4 sacks.
Yeah, you're right,
and 61 yards rushing.
Oh, 34 passing yards for Clayton Tune.
Yeah, and the highest receiving yards for the game for the Packers offense was 15 yards to a player I've absolutely never heard of. They rested everyone, that Packers.
I mean, the Vikings have won about, like, 6 straight, haven't they?
And it was actually, so CJ Ham and Harrison Smith have retired.
Didn't they end up half a game behind the Packers in the end?
Yeah, they did. Harrison Smith retired
as
a Viking.
I
that
saw,
was nice.
I
CJ Ham also retired as a Viking. Nice. Both had very good careers.
God, the over-unders were terrible this week. Hardly anyone got the overs.
No.
Like, all the games were really, really low scoring. With the exception with the Colts-Texans, which they thought the over-under was going to be under 40, and then the Texans nearly did that on their own.
The divisional opponent's always weird, though.
Yeah. 49 for the Raiders, for the Seahawks versus 49ers, and they got 16 between them.
Yep.
There's like 44 for Carolina Tampa, and they got like 26. It was a really... And that Chiefs Raiders game was just... Oh, is Kelsey gone?
I think I would hope so.
But you hope so.
Well, I'm very tired of talking about Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, are you not tired of talking about Travis Kelce?
Do you know they were 7 of 33 on third down between them?
That's so
between
bad.
Them. 7. Chiefs offense allowed, offensive line allowed 8 sacks.
Wow.
Wow.
I did know that. I have it on my screen.
The Rams were very close. That Rams game got really close until the fourth quarter.
And Jacoby Brissett is just throwing it everywhere.
That's
like,
right.
I do actually enjoy watching the Cardinals because there's no run game at all. It's all pass all the time. And they've got a great tight end in Trey McBride, and they've got a really good receiver who nearly had a 100-yard game in Michael Wilson.
Yeah. But that Steelers-Ravens game was wild. Like,
yeah.
It's just backwards
and
forwards.
It was boring for like 46
minutes.
That's right. 46
yeah.
minutes, it was so boring.
Well, at first, were the Ravens like 10-0 or something like that? Or something?
Yeah, for most of the
Derrick Henry
yeah.
came out like on fire.
And then just
got shut down.
It's because the Steelers invested a lot to shut down Derrick Henry. They kept an extra defensive lineman on the field for most of the game.
But when the Steelers missed the extra point, I went, this is the most Steelers thing ever. And then the Ravens had a 44.
The Steelers, Steelers have a good kicker. Like, it's not like Chris Boswell. I've just completely forgotten his last name.
Boswell,
cool.
Yeah.
Is a bad kicker. He's a very good kicker. He's very efficient most of the time. It was kind of like, oh my God, why have you missed that?
Well, you know when you're talking about the Eagles,
mm-hmm.
their kicker
is terrible.
It's terrible.
Bills have lost their kicker too. Do you see? Injured.
Wow.
So that's also not great.
No, because that forces your hand on fourth down.
Yeah, well, they
your decisions have to constantly revolve around
the kicker.
Oh, yeah, that changes that Jacksonville game, especially when they've got Cam Little.
I know, who can kick from like 70 yards every time, gold.
When he got 67, and they said the second longest kick ever. And of course, he's got the first, hasn't he?
Yeah.
68?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Hogs, go.
He did.
Cam Little from Arkansas.
Arkansas, that's the only thing you've got.
No, I also have Isaac Tesla.
Oh, Tesla.
From
yeah.
the Lions, who did have a fun game today
he did.
As well. Yeah, so. I've
so
got
it's
a few
going to be interesting.
For me, Darren.
It is going to be interesting what we've got. We've got college coming up this week.
Yeah.
No, next week, isn't
also,
it?
Also, our running back coming out of Arkansas is projected the 5th best running back. So.
And then wild card weekend starts off again.
Next week.
Minus the Broncos and the Seahawks.
Didn't talk about the Panthers. It's the only game we didn't talk about.
Well, we kind of brushed over it because it was another terrible game. The rain.
The rain was shocking. I've never seen it rain so much in an NFL game.
Oh.
They were not, like, some of them were not wearing gloves who normally wear gloves because the gloves were so sodden that they didn't work.
That's right. They all took the gloves off in the end.
Yeah.
Carolina's play calling was just horrible.
And there were a ton of controversial penalties which mainly impacted the Panthers.
Yeah, well, what was that?
I don't know. It was a few of them. It wasn't just one.
Offensive,
it was a lot.
Oh, yeah, offensive pass interference, which wasn't. Then defensive pass interference that wasn't.
Yeah, it was
terrible.
The
behind pass, which the guy called out of bounds and never even went out of bounds. But Carolina had 19 rushing yards.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
And for Rico Dowdle.
Pathetic. I mean, as I said, something's got to happen in Carolina that Young has to go or Canales has to give up play calling. Because the two just don't work. They just do not work.
I really hope we're Panthers fans next year.
I hope
What
not.
Team are you hoping for next year, Darren?
Someone that's actually going to go into the playoffs.
Oh, the Browns could make it. You never know.
Well, it depends what they're going to do. Are they going to keep Shadur?
Yes, but I think they'll get another quarterback.
Are they getting Dylan Gabriel?
100%, because it's the Browns. They had 5 quarterbacks
on
their roster at one point last year. They're going to get them all.
Shadur wasn't great again today.
No, Shadur was not great.
No. Patriots, interesting. Don't know what's going to happen with the Patriots. I don't know whether they've just had an easy schedule and then they get into the playoffs and they're one and done, or whether they are the real deal. Obviously, Drake Mays had... Drake Mays had
a great second season.
Great second season, yeah. But I was like you, as soon as I saw that H.M. was out,
it was done.
That game was done. It was over. Completely
absolutely
over.
Because you can run against the Patriots all you want and they had no one to run.
No, that's right. Well, if you're looking for more of this content, get onto our socials. They're kind of blowing up a little bit at the moment.
I know, because you talk about screws.
That's right. Thousands and thousands of views across YouTube and TikTok, and I never thought we were going to be TikTok people. Maybe we should do dance routine for the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yay! Right, that is the show. This is the first one of 2026. We'll be back next week with when we get into the meat of the season. But yeah, get onto those socials and follow us. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
And have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Monday. You can make